Cats Off the Leash. Want to watch every Victorian Greyhound race live and free? Simply download the Watchdog app or follow Watchdog Racing on Twitter or Facebook.
It's the State of Victorian Greyhound Racing and the stories behind the sport. This is RSN 927's Off the Leash.
Welcome back to RSN Central, this time for Off the Leash, and we're now joined, of course, by Molly Haynes. G'day, Molly.
Hello, Gareth. Hope you had a great time away, and I'm very much looking forward to another big week of greyhound racing.
And the highlight there will be the Group 2 Warrigal Cup on Saturday night. Can't wait for that. And our first guest has a greyhound engaged in this race, and Dream Wizard might be one of the roughies, but you do have to be in it to win it. And Sean Lithgow is the trainer of Dream Wizard, and he joins us now on RSN Central's Off the Leash. Good afternoon to you, Sean. Well done with your greyhound, Dream Wizard, making this final. What a race it promises to be.
Yeah, it's definitely a very high-class race, that's for sure. But we're just thrilled to be there. That's a great start, and now we just have to hope for fucking running.
Now, Sean, Dream Wizard hasn't just made the Warrigal Cup. He recently made the Ballarat Cup as recent as December last year, where he ran fifth. Also drew box seven. He's really got his work cut out for him out wide, considering he was just drawn to perfection in his heat from box one.
Yeah, absolutely. Box one, two, three is where we were praying to draw in the final. But, again, he's drawn box seven, so... We'll just have to make the best of it and hope it Shimmer Shine can drag him across with it. So we know that Equaliser on his outside's a slow beginner. So in theory, he should get a reasonably clean run across. If Shimmer Shine can move a little bit to the left out of the boxes, that'd be fantastic.
Can he win?
Oh, look, he's going to need a lot of luck, to be honest. I think he can run top three. But, you know, Aeroplane Eric's drawn perfectly in box one and Shimmer Shine's just going to be incredibly difficult to beat after breaking the track record. So, look, if we can run top three, we'd be thrilled.
Absolutely. Look, and Dream Wizard as well, he didn't just beat nobodies in his heat too. He defeated Tigalong Tonk and Aussie Secret as well. So he's certainly got those names under his belt there. But, Sean, I did want to ask you how Gotham Duke pulled up. It was a bit of a freak incident that happened on Friday night at Warrigal. You had Gotham Duke drawn in one of the Warrigal Cup heats, and there was a bit of a minor injury sustained in the car park, I believe. Can you talk us through what happened there and the late scratching at heading into that one?
Yeah, we just emptied him out, and we were just walking towards the kennels, and he's just stood on a rock, and he's a bit of a sook at the best of times. So we thought he was fine. And the vet thought the same. Mel and the vet both looked over him in the kennels and they thought he was okay. So he kennelled him as normal. But for some reason, during the kennelling, it just swelled up and, you know, he couldn't believe it. So Mel got him out and straight away knew something wasn't right. Got him straight over to the vet and, yeah, pulled him out, unfortunately. But, it was a bit devastating because he's 3 or 4 weeks quicker than Dream Wizard, in a one-on-one match, so... We were really excited to see him go up against Simon Told Helen and those type of dogs, and he had his box as well, so we were absolutely shattered, but it's just one of those freak things, you know. You can't believe they happen, but they do, and that's what makes, wins like Dream Wizard make it even so much more exciting for us because, you just don't know what can happen.
Now, Sean, you're the secretary of the National Coursing Association. Can you just tell us about what that association is all about?
Yeah, so coursing is the oldest form of greyhound racing. Yeah. And it involves two greyhounds racing up a straight track, usually behind a drag. It's just a really good way to bring the greyhounds back to basics. Brings back their natural prey instincts of chasing something on the ground and usually builds up a lot of confidence in the greyhound themselves as well. Like Dream Wizard, for example, was runner-up in Greyhound of the Year in coursing last year. And it just took him to another level. So he absolutely loved it. And you can see the confidence he's racing with now. And I think that's a fairly direct result of having had a season of coursing under his belt.
Get you out to the...
We might have just lost Molly there, Sean. But just with the coursing, all right, do you think there should be more coursing going on? And... And do you think there is more room in the schedule to, would it be great to see, say, a dog like, I don't know, Simon Told Helen take on Simon Told Helen take on Shimmer Shine?
Oh, absolutely. Look, I think the last season was obviously impacted by COVID, so it was a little bit shorter than normal. But yeah, I mean, you've seen some fantastic dogs course last season. Dogs like Bound to Succeed, Nankari, a few of really up-and-comers. Jerry O'Keefe's got rostered off, who's been absolutely flying recently. And he cut his teeth at coursing last year. That's how he started out. So you are seeing that we saw probably the classiest dogs we've ever seen come coursing last season. And it's a shame it's only in Victoria and South Australia. It'll be wonderful now with New South Wales and Queensland getting straight tracks to see them possibly try it. I'd love to see it. We'd love to have a clash between Victoria's best and Queensland's best and South Australia's best, New South Wales best. So I reckon it'll be a real good show.
I would love, say, for the connections, and Molly's about to join us once again, that you could put up. And what's the prize money like, Sean? But you could have two connections with a bit of money. So, okay, we'll put up $50,000 and winner takes all.
Yeah, have I think $50,000 might be a little bit out of our ballpark. But, you know, the Waterloo Cup, which is our main feature, they sort of run for about $15,000 to the winner for that. So there is some really good prize money in it. And, of course, all our cups and those sort of events, they all have extra prize money as well. So there is some really good prize money. There's also Greyhound Vic Bred bonuses on some of the races as well. So, yeah, our Derby and Oaks are all racing for $4,000 to the winner and those sort of things. So there's some really good prize money available. But, yeah, I reckon as a spectacle, trying to get two really fast dogs to take each other on, I reckon it'd be fantastic.
Gareth certainly does love his match race between some stars. I can't wait who we get to see around the coursing circuit, because I absolutely love getting out and about and watching the coursing happen. So we're very lucky to have Sean, you and Mel as secretary of the Coursing Association, because you guys are certainly doing great things for it.
Thank you. We're trying to promote it and then increase the size of it, and you know, trying to get as many people involved as we can this next sort of year or two, and we've got Benalla back on board this year, so we've got a third club up and running, and we're hoping that sort of April, May, we'll have Melton up on board as well. So that'll be a fourth club. So it'll be fantastic. We can get four clubs up and running here, and we've even, well, I can't really say anything else, but there's another club that sort of interested in coming back on board. So obviously there's a lot of water to go under the bridge before we could do anything like that. But, we're trying to grow it, and, you know, as Gareth says, it'd be fantastic to see some really fast dogs compete in it. And you know, it'd be good for the dogs as well, because racing one-on-one, it just builds confidence, and, you know, you get to see the best dogs really show what they can do. So
I have a dream. Let's make that happen this season, this year, Shawnee. We'll have a dream match race. There's a lot of egos out there in the sport of greyhound racing. There's a lot of egos everywhere you go these days, but wouldn't it be great to have two dogs match race? Have it on Sky Racing, you can punt on it and show what... I think coursing is a wonderful spectacle, so especially at a unique track that we don't usually see too much. So we'll make it happen, Sean. We'll try to anyway.
I'd be absolutely thrilled if you can... I don't know if you have a chat to Daly and... And Dave Burnett or anyone.
Dave, you know Dave.
We'll definitely make it happen.
Yep. Dave owns Geelong, basically. He's got... Yeah, with the plumbing business, selling plumbing equipment, etc. So, yeah, we'll try and make it happen. 50,000 to the winner, take home.
Yep, I'm definitely on board.
All right, mate. Hey, Sean, good luck in the Warrigal Cup. And 40-1, you might have something each way, and away we go. You might be able to make your own match race.
That would be lovely.
Good on you, mate. Good luck.
Thank you.
There we go. Great to catch up with Sean Lithgow. Does a great job too, and he's a young trainer that's putting back into the sport as well, which I love, Molly.
Oh, absolutely. I think you can't underestimate Sean and his partner Mel's enthusiasm, especially for the sport of coursing. And it's certainly a very old-fashioned form of greyhound racing, but they're bringing a new, fresh spin to it and making sure as many people can get behind it. So I'm so glad to have them on board and really, really honoured to work alongside them too in the promotion for coursing. So very much, very thankful for their involvement.
Are you on board with us? If you're the boss of promotion then. Molly, are you on board with George? Hey, George, you'd be on board with me, wouldn't you?
Absolutely, mate. Especially when you come up with new incentives like Mars's multis earlier today. That's,
yep.
That's just genius.
In fact, I took Marzi's multi as well, so there'll be a lot of pressure on Pilbara in that last race there, or race 10 at Warrigal from box number 8, George.
Mate, you know what? Pressure is a privilege, Gareth. Bring it on.
Hey, Molly, we'll talk about this Warrigal Cup in more depth. We've got 3 minutes, so we might have a chat about it now, George. Looking at the market with the tab on Saturday night, it's a ripper race. It's hard to believe that our boy Shimmer Shine hasn't won a country cup.
He raced in that Bendigo Cup, that Yozo Bale one, of course, and he sort of kept finding roadblocks in that race. It was still a terrific effort, but yeah, you're right. I mean, obviously he took out the Top Gun, but hasn't won at a country level. I think he gets his opportunity here. I know owner Dave Gleeson is always pretty bullish about Shimmer Shine, as he should be with a greyhound of his ability, but he said after, you know, he's been off for so long, and for him to break the track record, you'd think that, I don't know how this can happen, but he thinks he could probably improve a little bit more. I mean, it was just an unbelievable victory. I don't mind the box draw. I think Zipping Zabo's a get-out-and-go type. You might sort of give him a trail into it for the first 50 metres, and then he'll be able to explode. But it's a terrific race. Really, really happy with the run of Equaliser from box 8. Wasn't that a big heat win, Molly, coming from last? And, of course, Aeroplane Eric, who ran second to Shimmer Shine, ran 25.43 himself, so it's a terrific final.
It sure is. Look, I actually really liked the run of Zipping Zabo too, and I do think it's probably not a bad each-way chance there. I do think that she's, like you mentioned, George, she's going to give Shimmer Shine that run into the race. And I think, though, if there's any question marks as to whether there, you know, could be any interference out of the boxes, I think Zipping Zabo is a very good chance. She's so consistent out of the boxes, and I don't think she's a bad chance in this Warrigal Cup on Saturday night.
So, Molly, who's the match race against? So obviously, it's been the theme at Country Cups, the greyhounds, or two of the greyhounds that didn't qualify go around in a match race. Is that right?
Yeah. So it's been a new initiative by GRV, which has been fantastic. We don't actually have the names just yet. We may have to flip those through to you tomorrow, Gareth, when the fields come out. But, I mean, we unfortunately won't see Simon Told Helen. I believe he's going up to Sydney. And, look, I'm hoping we'll see a Tigalong Tonk or some name to really get us that star factor in this match race, because I think it's going to be really exciting.
All right, then, George, are you tipping Shimmer Shine?
I think he'll be incredibly hard to beat. A clear watch on the ground in box one, Aeroplane Eric, and I agree with Molly. We tipped her last week, Zipping Zabo. She's just such a fantastic chaser. And speaking to owner Camo Helen, and he can't wait for her to become a mum in the breeding barn, because she displays so many great habits. She's got tremendous speed, and she was able to hold off a very good field last week. So, yeah, maybe a little play there at $13, but Shimmer Shine for mine. We don't have to ask you, Gareth, surely.
Yeah, he's home and home, Shimmer Shine, $1.75. He should be winning the Warrigal Cup. He's nice and short, Molly, like Zipping Zabo. You can get $13 for that greyhound at the moment.
This is Off the Leash. For detailed form guides on every Victorian greyhound race, download the Watchdog app or follow Watchdog Racing on Twitter or Facebook.
You're with Gareth Hall, Molly Haynes and George Ferrugia with Off the Leash. And Molly, there was some feature racing at Albion Park recently with the Group 2 Golden Sands.
There sure was, and it was a Victorian show with Mapunga Isla for Adam Richardson taking out that 600-metre distance race. It was just fantastic to see Isla pick up this race, especially Adam Richardson. He's a part-time greyhound trainer, works full-time. He's just one of the nicest guys in greyhound racing, I reckon, and Mapunga Isla really deserved this one. She's they're from all the way down in Warrnambool, so it was a big effort for them to head to Albion Park, and it was fantastic to see her strength prevail, and another super effort by Victorian run like this, who finished second. So it was a big night for the Victorians up in Queensland.
And, George, the news breaking out of Queensland today that Tommy Shelby, the West Australian star, will be staying put. There was talk that he might go home because of Brisbane being in lockdown with that COVID scare, but he'll stay put to compete in those feature races coming up.
Well, that's really good news. It must be really nightmarish for a lot of these trainers to deal with the moving picture that is COVID across all the states and jurisdictions. So to have that for him to stay there is a big coup for Queensland. And as Molly touched on, congratulations to Mapunga Isla. Early doors, she looked really freaky. She won a Geelong Oaks in very, very fast time. I think against Circle of Dreams, who of course went on to win many big races. And she did come up, sustain an injury soon after. And now she's just forging an unbelievable career as a middle distance chaser. And I've got to put my hand up. I didn't give her not much of a chance. I thought she was going to struggle from out wide, from box eight to cross a field full of greyhounds with a lot of speed. But she just showed her class, got it done. And as Molly alluded to, congratulations to Adam Richardson.
All right, then. So the Vic's dominating around the country these days, which is great to see. But what about Warrnambool over the summer period, Georgie? Just track records being broken for fun, and there's some exciting young pups that have stepped out at Warrnambool. It seems to be a track where some of the bigger kennels don't mind sending their promising young dogs.
It's a fantastic carnival, the Seaside Carnival. We've seen Webleck Hayes break the 650-metre track record. Now, I can't recall seeing a track record breaker pay $47 on the tow, Gareth. I think that would be some kind of record, that's for sure, for Webleck Hayes. He took 2.5 lengths off Pennsylvania Hiz's track record, which was 36.96, and that's been held for a little while. And the pups that you mentioned, there's two that I want to speak about. Shimmer Classic, of course, she's a younger sister to Shimmer Shine. She's Mapunga Blazer, Shimmer Song. She ran low 25 seconds. There's another greyhound, Aston Rupee, who won his heat in below 25 seconds. He's a Casey and all out of Aston Miley, who's a sister to Aston DB. So you want to talk about blue blood pedigrees. Straight off the bat, those two, amazing. And, of course, two of the draft greyhounds that are siblings to Shimmer Classic, including Green Blazer, who goes around at the Meadows tomorrow, and Sassy Izzy, who's part of Team SEN, who unfortunately had to be scratched today at Horsham. So the Mapunga Blazer litter starting to kick a few goals as well. So, it looks like we've got some emerging talent coming out of that carnival.
Hey, Georgie, how are the RSN 927 dogs going?
Matthew Lanigan, he's got Chris there pre-training at the moment. Sassy Izzy, as we said, scratched today. And the other greyhound with the hairdresser, Ian Garland, is trolling well. So
okay. I knew he would deliver the hairdresser. I'll tell you what, it's going to be a lot of fun. Free haircuts plus winners at Bendigo.
And he said to me, it's funny that he mentioned free haircuts. I've never actually met Gareth in the fleet. He said, I'm not sure where he's getting this from, but he said it's great for the sport. And I think he's jumped on board too, Gareth, so he'll just stick with it.
Well, he doesn't have to worry about me. I'm probably one haircut away from being my last anyway, Molly. So it's exciting anyway. There's a lot of... and. With the draft situation, and hopefully RSN 927 or Central's dogs just continue or step out and dominate over the next 12 months. Hey, the litter of the week, George, this is your time to shine.
Well, listen, thank you, Molly, for letting me come back. I think I've bothered Molly for a little while, but the one I want to mention is a litter by Bella Infrared and Amelia Krista. They were born just before Christmas, bred by Robin Moore. No dogs in the litter, but three girls. Amelia Krista has a litter at the moment running around by Kinloch Grey, another American sire that includes Javi, who's a very talented greyhound, Party Lights, who recently broke 34 seconds over the middle distance, and Chart Topper, who made the Group 1 Sapphire Crown earlier in the year. So it's a pretty talented litter. You'd think they'd be worth a pretty penny out of Bella Infrared, of course, who's the sire of Hardstyle Rico, among others. So look out for that litter. We'll see them breaking in this time next year, and we'll see them on the track in the middle of 2022.
Hey, George, when you talk about there's some size, when you're having a chat about the Magic Millions and even the standard breeds, that some size can produce fillies and some size are better producing colts and geldings. Is that similar to the dogs?
Yeah, I think a lot of breeders sort of identify that early. I think I've spoken to a few breeders and owners who think that Fernando Bale is one who throws superior males than he does females. That's not to say he hasn't thrown some fast females. He certainly has. But if you look at some of his really, really good stock, I think a lot of them are males. So you probably have a point there. And a lot of breeders like a mixture of both boys and girls, so not having any boys would probably be disappointing. But in this case, she has thrown some very, very fast females in her first litter, Amelia Christa. So from that point of view, I don't think you'd be too disappointed, but I think you'd like a bit of a mixture.
How's Hardstyle Rico going?
I haven't heard. Obviously, no. Everything would be A-OK. I think he'd be selling semen pretty well at this stage. We should put in a call to Lucky to see how he started, because as we keep mentioning, he has had a little bit of a head start on Shimmer Shine and Simon Told Helen and co. So it'd be interesting to see. He might be served about 25 by the time the others go to stud, or 30. Yep. So it'll be interesting times ahead, because that's the other aspect of breeding. A lot of breeders will say, well, I don't really want to use a first season sire, I'll let someone else use them and work out whether they're going to be a success or not. But obviously not everyone thinks in the same vein, or else these dogs will not get any females to breed with. So it's going to be an interesting 12 to 18 months coming up to see how well patronised they are.
So who are the new dogs on the scene when it comes to the breeding game? You've got two Melbourne Cup champs that are relatively new in Whiskey Wright. It was a star, and also now Hardstyle Rico. Is there any other big stars that have stepped out in a first season size?
Probably Scotch is the other one.
Yep.
That needs mentioning. The other one's not a first season sire, but he's kicking goals early in his career, is Bernardo. I don't think it'll be too long before we see the Orson Allens hit the track as well. So there's going to be a few coming up. It's interesting times ahead, that's for sure. So if you add, Simon Told Helen and Shimmer Shine to that mix, the options are abundant, that's for sure, for breeders in this country.
It's always exciting, Molly.
It sure is. And look, we should really say a super quick happy birthday to Hardstyle Rico. It was his third birthday last week. So he's still only a baby. It would have been great to see him racing around a bit longer. But I do have to say as well, how good is it that Shimmer Shine is back on the track? We could have easily seen him retire to stud, and there were plenty of people talking about it, whether we would actually see him back on the track. Yeah, George was trying to break the news. But we're very, very, very happy to see him back on the track and doing so well. I don't think I've ever recalled a time where we've had so many good male dogs coming out and are going to really dominate the talk of the sire scene. I'm just so excited to see what they can produce in a couple of years' time.
Winners are grinners, Molly.
Winners are grinners. So thanks to Trent from TAB, there was one lucky punter who had $6,000 at $1.80 on Tinker Jenny at Warrnambool last week. Better luck next time. One very unlucky punter had $10,000 on it, $3.20 on El Cazador at Geelong, who finished second. That would have hurt a little bit. And then round of applause, $500 on it, 13s on Dance, Diva Dance at Shepparton. So a couple of nice collects there from the best bets. Thanks again to Trent from TAB.
All right then, and Georgie, what's your best for the weekend? Or the best this week? Are we relying on Pilbara in race number 10 tonight at Warragul?
Yeah, we're going to start there, and hopefully we can warm up. And just quickly, there's heats of the Group 1 Futurity and Group 1 Derby at Wentworth Park on the Friday night, and then the heats of the Paws of Thunder on Saturday, which we'll touch on, Gareth, with Simon Told Helen. Helen's set to go there. And just quickly also, congratulations to you as part owner of Kiss Me Linda, who raced for the last time, I think, while you were on holiday, Gareth, too. Yep. So congratulations on her career, and maybe a Shimmer Shine vial just in waiting.
Well, there's a few options here. Whiskey Wright, Shimmer Shine, I don't know. He might be a little bit too late, Shimmer Shine. We might have to go to Whiskey. He was one of our favourites as well. But, hopefully she can produce in the breeding barn as well. So it's exciting. That's why I asked you the questions about the first season size, Georgie.
She was very well bred, and Gareth, you're just starting a bit of a juggernaut here, mate. You're going to have, I'd say by the end of the year, you'll be having about 10 to 15 race dogs, and that'll be good fun to see. And hopefully you can tip a few to listeners on radio.
Yep, and Molly can train them as well for free.
good on you, Molly.
Thanks for that, Molly, and thanks for that, George. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks, guys.
There's